And we're happy to bring on Paul Calvez from Arizona Sports 98.7. Paul, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, good. Just can't believe we still have 7 more weeks of this speculation until the number one pick, but I'm good. I'm pacing myself.
All right. Is Josh Rosen, and you've been around for him for a year as an NFL quarterback, is he Jay Cutler, personality-wise?
Okay, I never covered Jay Cutler firsthand, full disclosure, but he was not standoffish in any way with us. In fact, he was engaging, and he doesn't just have a high football IQ, but he would give you very thoughtful answers, guys, to the same questions that we've all been posing myself as a media member for 25 years. You would always get a slightly different answer, and in a lot of cases, a lot more intriguing and compelling answer from Josh Rosen than I'd received from most any player, especially a rookie, in any locker room that I ever covered. So in that way, he was always accommodating and very thoughtful. Now, I will say about his personality, and he admits this and he jokes about this, that he's a 21-year-old going on 35. He's not immature in any way. And, you know, he's a highly intellectual guy. And honestly, for that reason, I think he's a really good fit with Cliff Kingsbury, because one of my big takeaways 6 weeks with Cliff Kingsbury so far is that here's a guy who scored very high on the Wunderlich at the Combine. Here's a guy who graduated third in his high school class of 450. I mean, he's a highly intellectual guy, Cliff Kingsbury. Nothing like you might think when he puts on the sunglasses and he's look-alike for Ryan Gosling.
Paul, some of the narrative that's come out about Josh Rosen has been the number of different coaches and systems he's been in. Shed a little light on that for us. I mean, how many coordinators did he have at UCLA? They're making it seem as if that was the reason why he was not very productive last year.
Well, you guys tell me, he had 3 offensive coordinators, 3 offensive systems, and 3 years at UCLA.
Brutal.
He comes to the Cardinals. He has Mike McCoy, and Mike McCoy, just like in Denver the year before, didn't even make it to midseason. And then they put in a brand new system with a brand new offensive coordinator, a first-time offensive coordinator in Byron Leftwich. So there you go. That's 5 offensive coordinators, 5 systems in 4 years.
We have seen so, – yeah, go ahead, sorry.
No, and so right there, the degree of difficulty. If you could just give him the same system from 1 year to the next year, what would that do for his learning curve, right?
Mm-hmm. You guys realize, Paul Calvisi, sorry, Paul, from Arizona Sports 98.7 in Arizona, Phoenix. The Kyler Murray reviews by Charlie Casserly seems to have a ripple effect, where Adam Schefter's putting out a tweet saying, hey, hold your horses a little bit. Are you feeling that in the desert? Are people starting to have second thoughts about Kyler Murray today?
Not based on the Charlie Casserly report. Now, is there stuff flying everywhere, and does everybody have their head on a swivel? And does a third of the country think the Cardinals are going to take Nick Bosa or a pass rusher, and the other third thinks they're going to go with Kyler Murray, and then another third thinks they're going to trade down and cash that pick in? You know, there's just so much speculation, guys, from so many different angles. I think if you rewind in this whole process, when the Cardinals secure the number one pick, most lamented, oh, man, this isn't a year where there's an Andrew Luck, a surefire number one where the Cardinals can cash that in, because they already have Josh Rosen. Wouldn't it be great if there's a franchise surefire quarterback that someone's going to pay through the nose for, RG3, and give you 3 first-round picks like the Redskins did once upon a time? Well, guess what? If Kyler Murray's all the rage and you can keep fanning those flames and turn that into a massive draft day trade haul by April 25th, then there's one scenario. The other scenario is that Cliff Kingsbury has known Kyler Murray since he was a sophomore in high school. And then maybe, just maybe, Cliff Kingsbury was hired because Kyler Murray's available. Maybe Cliff Kingsbury took this job and decided to put his legacy and his reputation on the line with his system because he knows he has the quarterback who's perfectly suited to his system, a la Russell Wilson, except he runs a 40 like Patrick Peterson, and they're going to go that direction. Or they cash in that top pick and they fill a bunch of needs. They need offensive linemen, they need receivers, they need linebackers, they need defensive run stoppers. So you could go any direction on that front. And honestly, I don't have a real sense. I do think, and this is my own working theory, that the Grudens are trying to mess with the Cardinals. Jay Gruden and the Redskins want Josh Rosen. Because remember, he's very cheap under the cap right now. The Cardinals already paid the signing bonus. He's only due $6 million plus over the next 3 years.
Appreciate it. Paul Calvisi, great insights. Is Rosen, Cutler, look at the other teams interested? We'll dig into that with Football at 4.